The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. It's May Day 2016. I'm David Knight. Alex Jones is going to be joining us in the next segment. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to have our reporters Rob Dew and Josh Owens, who just got back from California. They were there during the Dreamer riots. I think that's what we need to start calling them. You know, these people, they have a dream. They want to destroy this country, and they want to establish Aslan is what they've got there, waving the Mexican flags. Look, May Day is a day of celebration for the communists worldwide, has been for the Marxists, and now for the illegal immigrants who have thrown in their lot with them. For the rest of us, it's a distress signal, isn't it? You know, it's like SOS didn't come across too well on the radios. They selected SOS because of the pattern that they could get with the dot dashes, but when they started talking on radio, the S's were not very intelligible in those early days, so they came up with something else. They kind of did a rough translation of a French phrase that said, come help us. That's how we got May Day. But now we've got May Day where they're celebrating this. Alex has broken that down. You can see that report on Infowars.com. Also has some occultic connections to it as well. We're going to be talking about encryption. We're going to be talking about addiction. We're going to be talking about Cruz's continuing quest to take the election from the voters, and it just keeps going. We've got some new news here from Governor Jan Brewer, who says, I got cheated. Okay, this is a former governor of Arizona who goes to the Arizona convention after Donald Trump had won with 47% of the popular vote, had gotten all 58 delegates in Arizona. She goes to the convention where they're going to actually name who these delegates are, and she says, I've been elected to five straight national conventions, but today I got cheated. Okay? She didn't get sent. Because why? Because she supported Donald Trump. And so that brings up what I've said before. You know, when we talk about Trump winning the delegates in Arizona, what does that mean? Doesn't it mean when we say that these people are now Cruz delegates that they are loyal to Ted Cruz at the convention? Yes, that's what it means. But it means that even though the voters said they wanted people to go to the convention that were loyal to Donald Trump, that's not what's going to happen. See, that's where the problem is, folks. And you can play all the kind of lawyerly parsing around that Ted Cruz likes to do and his supporters like to do, but the bottom line is it's theft, okay? It's not a complicated situation. These should be delegates who are loyal to Donald Trump. If there is an impasse, there needs to be negotiations after several rounds of voting, then you still want to have people who were loyal to the voter's original choice. That's the way that it should be done. We're seeing that subverted over and over and over again. Now, when we look at what's happening coming up to Indiana, again, Ted Cruz seems to be very confident that he's going to win Indiana, but not his candidates, not his campaign. Many of them are concerned that this is going to be the end of the line. But when we joined, when we're joined with Rob Dew and with Josh Owens at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to them about what really happened at the riots. Because now we've had Ted Cruz come back again and make another oblique accusation that Donald Trump is responsible for these riots that Rob Dew and Josh Owens saw. Remember when he did that in Chicago? Remember when he came out and implied that it was Donald Trump? You know, we weren't there in Chicago, but we were there filming this as it happened. Rob Dew and Josh Owens were there filming it. And so it didn't take a couple of days for us to get the information from the police who were there to tell us what really happened. We saw it as it happened. That's what happened in Chicago, though. In Chicago, immediately, Ted Cruz holds a press conference and says, you know, Donald Trump is responsible for this. It's the tenor and the tone of his campaign that is responsible for all this. MoveOn.org, funded by George Soros at the time. This is just back in March the 12th, okay? It's not even 2 months ago that he was doing all this, coming out and saying that it was Donald Trump that was responsible for this, and had law enforcement people come out and say, no, blocking ambulances, assaulting police officers is not protected First Amendment speech at the time. Okay? He lost a lot of support with law enforcement, and yet he's continuing to do it again. So they're going to break down for us exactly what happened there as these people flew Mexican flags, smashed police cars, attacked and bloodied individuals there on the site. No, that's just their free speech, and Ted Cruz supports that. Yeah, it's the identity politics.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
My friends, it's May Day. On this Sunday edition of the Worldwide Broadcast, and David Knight, Rob Dude, Josh Owens, and others will be presenting to you definitive proof and evidence of the accelerated globalist takeover of this country. Red flags are waving at anti-American demonstrations across the United States. The foundation-funded radicals of liberation theology are preparing to descend this nation into fire, to intimidate what's left of the Republic into submitting to globalist domination. We're going to present some videos today that, quite frankly, we've had to edit and censor because of the cussing, the screaming, and just other bizarre behavior that Rob Dew, Josh Owens, and others got out in California. The videos have been all over Fox News, CNN. Of course, they didn't give us any credit. That doesn't matter. The point is the information got out. People trying to run folks over with cars. People waving Mexican flags, screaming, Viva La Raza, up with the race. This is the total destruction of this republic that we are all now witnessing. And it's only the beginning of the balkanization that is planned in this country. But when you look at the dumbed-down people, the social justice warriors, the Black Lives Matter people, the Mecha La Raza Ford Foundation, CIA-created La Raza movements. These are true mind control victims, and I actually pity them when you see the soullessness of these poor, pathetic people who are saying they want to turn the United States into Mexico. Well, you know what? At least Mexico has, I guess, some type of nationalism and culture. Ours has been completely removed. The idea of liberty and freedom and free market and family that could unify all races and groups together under the collective of the republic, but a collective based on the individual, the only true collective that is real, lasting, and that transcends time and space in human existence on this planet. But I wanted to just have Rob Dew come in today with David Knight and with Josh Owens to really talk about what they experienced, what they saw. It was a very powerful short interview that Rob Dew did with a man. I don't want to call him a black man or a white man, but he's a mixed race, black, white human, who eloquently laid out exactly what we're facing and what he witnessed from the social justice warriors out at these anti-Trump events. And he said after he saw folks beating people up for their free speech, he had to come out and had to witness it for himself. And then he had whites, blacks, and Hispanics all saying he was a racist because he was out there in support of free speech. Even though he doesn't agree with a lot of what Donald Trump says, he's very clear he's there to defend free speech. And there they were with all this dumbed-down vitriol screaming at him like it was a trick that the dog had learned. This is all these young people know. They're not being taught how to get jobs, how to be charming, how to dress nice, how to have a future. They're not going to Toastmasters. No, they just sit there rotting, watching popular television, popular culture run by the globalists, and Beyonce at the Super Bowl,
telling them how to behave and what to do, and now is the time to activate. Well, if you study May Day, it's a high occultic day in Northern and Western Europe. It's a day of human sacrifice. And if you look at the symbol that you'll see all over the country and the world today of the peace sign, it is the death rune, the Norse death rune, also the death rune in German runes, and the same rune in other Gaelic groups. One of the oldest runes out there is, again, a tree is like a cross with its arms up for life, but when the tree's branches have fallen down to its sides, that's the symbol of death. Everything these people push is the opposite of what they're really doing. Now, this is how the globalists control things, because the anti-war people are great folks on average. They have real ideas. There has been a lot of racism and classism and sexism. So the foundation sees on that to control it, but then to create chips on everyone's shoulders so that we move into the future. People aren't upset about collectively being signed on to trillions of foreign debt and derivatives. People don't get upset about collectively having medical tyranny foisted on them and forced vaccines. People don't get upset about suicide record levels in the troops and death panels to not give them treatment till they just go and blow their heads off. And that's people of every race, color, and creed that's happening to. So as we all lose our humanity, as thousands of laboratories across the world, hundreds in the U.S. now have chimera, part animal, part human creatures living on them, gestating humanoids for body part harvesting. This is in the MIT magazine. It's everywhere. No one cares about that dehumanization. Oh, the little bunny groups say, don't worry, animals weren't tested on. And the human groups, well, that can't be going on, even though it's admitted that's too sci-fi. You see, these humanoid creatures don't have any rights because they're neither cow or human. And again, I keep going back to this because this is the Buck Rogers nightmare stuff going on while we're debating idiocy about how folks should shut down Donald Trump and his speeches because the media said he was racist. I mean, give me a break. Mexico teaches that the Southwest belongs to Mexico. Mexico teaches that the U.S. will be brought down. Mexico teaches that the gringos are evil and need to be killed and all this garbage. It's well known. So you have this super aggressive false culture with the Mexican government and the CIA and the Ford Foundation on record weaponizing the last 60 years to try to merge our countries together and then control us by turning us against each other. It is pathetic. It is absolutely disgusting, and it is anathema to everything that we see in a free society to sit here and put up with this garbage. But I'm telling you, on this May Day, you notice they are launching their operations everywhere and they are gearing up. And we're going into this election season, one of the most important, not just in my lifetime or your lifetime, but in the last really 240 years. This is one of those pivotal times where the future of the Republic is being decided. And Trump simply stands as a nationalist and a populist. And in his office, he stands for the people, whether he's real or not. So this is a battle of nationalism against the globalists. And notice the globalists tell us we can't have any nationalism, but then they'll use the communist Chinese nationalism against us saying we can't have Trump. Or Mexico's nationalism saying that we can't have Trump. Or the Pope coming out saying, we can't have borders. This is the world ganging up on America and telling us what to do. Because somebody like Donald Trump says, hey, China has a 35 to 40% tariff on us, on their currency. That's not fair. Oh, my God, he's racist. Oh, my God, he's evil. No, the criminal elements that have hijacked this nation think that they have broken this country's back. These criminal interests think they're invincible. They think they're unstoppable. And they think that you're going to just sit there and submit to them. So we're going to come back in the next segment with David Knight, Rob Dew, Josh Owens in studio. And they're first going to play an excerpt of the interview with the quote, black Trump supporter, that's the name of the video, speaks out against the hateful anti-Trump people. And then we're going to play some of the other excerpts. We can't play much of these videos because of the cussing. You got to go to InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and you can find the raw videos, the boil downs. It's pretty powerful stuff. We've got some on the Facebooks that mentions that have gotten 3 million views just in one video, tens of millions of views total. Folks, you need to see these videos and just see what the globalists have been breeding in our bosom. With a gangbanger culture that MTV's been pushing since the 80s, mixing it with weird nationalism against the United States and bringing in giant Latin American groups that will then be used as the detonator for further societal collapse. And let me explain something. I'm not against the Latin Americans. They've been run over by the globalists worse than anybody. And most people in Mexico, by the way, just want jobs and freedom and the right to have a better future. I know that. But the people that the Ford Foundation and the high schools and the colleges have been fomenting are really just some of the trashiest scum I've ever seen. I mean, you go out and see a Ku Klux Klan rally, it's a bunch of scum who are dumbed down, want to blame people for their problems. Well, let me tell you something. They found their kindred spirits in the Black Lives Matter groups and in all these other organizations. They have found their kindred spirits because you look at the people in these videos. I don't care if they're white social justice warriors, white knights, Hispanic, Mexican nationalists, racist scum, or the Black Lives Matter crazies. They are absolutely foaming at the mouth, screaming and yelling and attacking people in their cars and beating people up and attacking folks for absolutely no reason and then not even getting in trouble for it. This is how the globalists plan to bring down our country. That's why InfoWars.com is more important than ever. People realize that InfoWars.com is the tip of the spear, and we need your support, and we need you to spread the word and the links to our videos and articles, which I know you're already doing. We've got to redouble our efforts right now because we're in such a critical time. InfoWars.com/show. Send that link out. Support the broadcast. We've got a bunch of specials at InfoWarsStore.com that are ending today. So take advantage of that as well and help us fund true 21st century media to defend the Republic from all enemies, foreign and domestic.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax high performance shower filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax shower filter from ProPure today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here live in Austin. We're going to be joined in the next segment by Rob Dew and Josh Owens, our reporters who were in California at the Dreamer Riots. They're going to give us their firsthand impressions of what they saw there, as well as show us the video that they shot. We've got some new video that has not been aired. And we're also going to be taking your calls if you want to ask them what they saw. Ask some questions of them after we talk about it here a while, or if you've got some comments, perhaps you were there. I want to talk about encryption before we get into the election here. But before we do, just want to remind you that we have extended the sale for InfoWars Select Storable Food to tonight. We extended it through the weekend as a thank you in order to help our listeners to prepare for possible unrest or food shortages that might come through. This is a mega sale. This is the most we've ever discounted Select Storable Food, 30 to 40% off. 30 to 40% off. That ends tonight, so act right now. This, of course, is food that has a shelf life of 25 years, all made in the USA. High-quality stuff, high-quality packaging, and you can get it right now, 30 to 40% off. Also, Supermail Vitality is about to sell out, so if you're not signed up for AutoShip, which you really should, you can save 10%. You can also make sure that you always get the products that you want and the quantities you want when you want. You can set the interval and the quantity that you want to get and then get a 10% discount for doing that. But if you're not on AutoShip, we're about to sell out of Supermail Vitality as well. So secure your supply of that. And the mega sale on InfoWars Select Storable Food, 30 to 40% off, ends tonight. We extended it through the weekend, but it will definitely end tonight. Now, as I said, before we get to the election, we're going to be talking about the Dreamer Riots, possibly what's happening with May Day as well, some election news with Rob and Josh in the next segment. I want to talk a little bit about encryption. You know, Ed Snowden was on CNN today, and he had some interesting statements. He said, encryption saves lives. Encryption protects property. Without encryption, our economy stops, our government stops, everything stops. Just think about the fact, folks, that our government, that we're supposed to entrust all of our information to, was just hacked and lost all of their personnel records. All government personnel records were hacked. Okay. Yet, we're supposed to give everything to them. And as he goes on to point out, Ed Snowden says today on CNN, our intelligence agencies say computer security is a bigger problem than terrorism, a bigger problem than crime, a bigger problem than anything else. And he says, we can pass a law that requires a key under every doormat in order to make things easier for police to get into your house. But the problem is that every other person in the world can find that key, and they can use it too. And they can also get into your personal effects, all of your information. You know, I was looking at a story that came out this weekend about the internal dispute. You can see the stories up on the Drudge Report between the leader of Scientology and his father. There's this back and forth going on between them as to what they've been doing, the cult of Scientology. And I thought about the cult of the omnipotent state and how we're willing to sacrifice our freedoms to that. Because listen to what he said. He's talking about, this is the father saying, this is what it was like, the horrible situation of being in this Scientology cult. He said, I was living on a compound where your mail going out is read before it's sealed and sent out, where before you get your mail, it's opened and read before you get it. The phone calls, he says, you're on the phone, somebody else is listening in. And then you've got Gary Moorhead, a former Scientologist who's now a critic, says he was once a director of security. He said, I would go through people's personal belongings out of their berthing, where they slept. I would get their bank records, their date of birth, their passwords, any personal information where their family addresses were, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm listening to this and I'm thinking, yeah, you know, they're painting a pretty creepy image, aren't they? Well, what about the Church of Scientology? But what if you live in America. Doesn't our government do the same thing? What is so great about the cult of the omnipotent state? I mean, I don't want to be part of any cult. I don't want the Scientologists going through all my personal effects, and I don't want the government doing it either. And yet, you may not have realized this, but we had a Supreme Court decision on Thursday, a ruling from the Supreme Court where they approved changes that would make it easier for the FBI to hack into your computers, including those belonging to victims. Victims of cybercrime. See, not just the perpetrators, but the victims, they could hack into their computers. These changes will take place in December unless Congress adopts competing legislation. This is a story from The Intercept. They say previously, under federal rules on criminal procedure, a magistrate judge could not approve a search warrant request for a computer remotely if the investigator didn't know where the computer was because it might be outside his or her jurisdiction. Well, you know, it might also be outside of the Fourth Amendment, because the Fourth Amendment says you've got to be very specific about what you're looking for and who you're looking at and where you're going to look for this information when you get that search warrant. It says that you're going to go before a judge and the law enforcement officer is going to particularly describe the place to be searched, and the person or things to be seized, etc., okay? That's the problem with these dragnet surveillance warrants that are being done by the FISA court. And I put that term court in quotes. It's not really that. But isn't this amazing? We've got the Supreme Court writing laws just like the regulatory agencies do, don't they? They come up with a new ruling. They're writing their laws. They're not elected by us. But you've got all these regulatory agencies writing law, writing rules, and say, well, you know, if somebody doesn't shut this down in a certain amount of time, we're going to go through with this. So the default is we're going to write the laws unless you come back. And, you know, quite frankly, if Congress were to come back and remind the Supreme Court that we have a Fourth Amendment, I would imagine that the Supreme Court would say, nah, we don't care. We don't care. We'll hear the arguments from the law enforcement people, and we'll decide in their favor and against Congress. That's probably what they would do, because they're there, they say, to tell us what the Constitution says, and they're there to shut down unconstitutional laws. And yet here they are, the Supreme Court, writing a law in violation of the Constitution. A visiting professor at the University of California Law School described it as, quote, possibly the broadest expansion of extraterritorial surveillance power since the FBI's inception. Now, today we've got a story up on the Drudge Report. It says, can you say rubber stamp? This is from Yahoo. The FBI and the NSA requests are never denied by the secret court, by FISA. Remember why we have a FISA court. Remember that they created the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, and the court that is part of that, they created that because of the Church and Pike hearings, the Church Senate hearings, the Pike House hearings back in the 1970s. They said, wait a minute, we've got the NSA and the FBI and the CIA listening in on Americans' conversations. That's against the Constitution. You can't do that. That was back in the 70s. So I said, all right, we still need to be able to do this. We've got to have, we'll come up with a search warrant procedure, but it's got to be done secretly. So they create this secret court. Now, there's no lawyer for the other side. It's only one lawyer and one judge in this FISA court, quote unquote. It is a star chamber, folks. And the worst thing about it is not the Mr. and Mrs. Verizon search warrants, as Rand Paul has called them, the fact that they get a dragnet, broadly based surveillance warrant, quote unquote. Now, the worst thing is that the FISA court is saying that they are modifying our Constitution, just like the Supreme Court. And yet, like the Supreme Court, we can't even see when they are writing new laws. That's how bad this is getting. It's absolutely over the top, absolutely uncontrolled. And you want to talk about a crazy religious cult? It's the omnipotent state we need to be worried about, because that's the one that is coming after everybody. Stay with us. Be right back with Rob Dew, Josh Owens, and the Dreamer Riots that they saw firsthand looking at some new video footage.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars.
Wars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
When I was 16 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this May Day 2016. I'm David Knight, and joining me now are Rob Dew and Josh Owens, our reporters who've just returned from California and the Dreamer Riots. That's what I think that'll be called. I've never quite seen anything like this. I guess, you know, Ted Cruz says that Donald Trump encourages these riots. He's done this a second time now. He did it in Chicago, except this time you guys were there as it was happening, so we can see that it wasn't the Trump people. We can see who started this. this. We can see what they did. But it's just absolutely amazing to me that he keeps doubling down on this.
Yeah, he has obviously has nowhere else to go. We were in the midst of the precious snowflake snowstorm in Southern California and in San Francisco. Let me tell you how whirlwind this was. We left the office here at 2:30. We flew out.
Yeah.
And or 1:30 we flew out. We got to California at 2:30. We were on site an hour later. And it was very reserved in the beginning. In fact, when we did our interview on the InfoWars Nightly News, we couldn't hardly find any protesters. We found one guy talking in a crowd to some other people. And then after we got off, about 20 minutes before he was the rally was scheduled to start, a whole group march up. And then that's when the cops on the horses come in and start getting in between people. You can see all this on the Alex Jones channel. We have tons of videos illustrating how this went down.
Yeah.
And we started off with the night stuff first because that was the most sensational stuff that happened a couple hours after the stuff I'm talking about now. But they come in, they're keeping the groups apart, they're yelling at each other. And then when it was people that couldn't get in were trying to leave, there was at least, I'd say, 3,000 to 4,000 people that could not get into this rally, 30,000 on the inside. Large number of people. We couldn't even see the end of the lines. And that's how every Trump rally I've been to, it's been like that. Thousands of people there.
About how many protesters at Dress Meet were there?
I would say in the beginning there was probably 200 to 250 maybe.
Probably. Donald Trump actually posted a photo. It's an aerial shot of it. And you can see, I think there were, he said, I think they sold, or they, you know, there were 30,000 tickets that people got. And, what I mean, thousands were turned away.
Yeah.
And the whole stadium, which I think held 8,500, but they packed it in, was completely full.
No.
And you see the whole stadium here, and then, I mean, it pales in comparison
to the protesters. Very small number.
Obviously the loud minds.
Because I know when we were in New York, right, there were articles that came out and said, look, thousands of people protesting Donald Trump. He's speaking to the Jewish lobby there. But what they had was a small cordoned off area that was maybe 50 to 100 protesters. Well, and you could see it after everybody went in, but they had this massive sea, and they just took a picture of everybody that was lined up to go
And said those were protesters. Yeah. Well, what they did wrong was they gave the protesters the entire parking lot, essentially. Mm-hmm. So the protesters had the whole parking lot in which they can go to. And this is footage from San Francisco that we shot. But and we'll get to that in a second. We have a good video of a guy who really gets it all. He gets it while he was there. We're going to play that one in a second. But they gave him the whole parking lot. So when people were leaving that couldn't get in, they started jawing. You know, they were getting jawed at. They were getting called racist. They, in addition to being yelled at for an hour and a half by these people. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then they try to leave there and the protesters start blocking the roads. They start doing these donuts and spinning out their tires and just, you know, making a lot of smoke. And I saw the smoke from – I was interviewing people, and it's starting to get dark, and I could see smoke coming out. I thought it was a car fire. There was so much smoke.
I think that's what drew everyone over.
That's what drew everyone over to that spot.
There was a car on fire.
And then they just started blocking the streets. They blocked off this one corner, and then it went to mayhem after that.
There's a picture anybody's watching.
There's the guy doing donuts.
Who's drifting in the Miata there. Yeah. And you know, look – he may be a good driver, but those aren't pylons. Those are people,
right,
and it's a crazy crowd, and they're moving. And no matter how good a driver he is, that is really irresponsible. I hate to see that happen because I don't want to see,
I really thought somebody was going to get run over at any moment. I thought somebody was going to get hit. And luckily nobody did get hit. I backed up a little bit because I'm like, he's going to do one donut and take off. No, he did like eight donuts and took off. But let's go to this video now of Donald Trump. He said, I don't know if I'm going to vote for him, but I'm supporting what he stands for in free speech. And this is the guy who came out. I talked to him at the end of this, of what was going on at this rally. And it was a weird rally, the way they were, how organized they were. The one in Southern California, not very organized. People were just kind of mobbing around doing whatever. This one, they had attack patterns that they were developing and people were following them. And they seemed to be led by a group with green bandanas on. They were anarchists that were jawing with me in the beginning. They didn't like the fact that I was talking about bisphenol A in the juice boxes or vaccines or fluoride in the water. They thought that was all kooky, you know.
Oh, really?
But then they didn't want to talk about it. They go, we're not here to talk. We're here to cause.
And throw eggs.
Mayhem.
Yeah. Just want to disrupt stuff.
Yeah
let's hear that guy, the black Trump supporter who calls out.
His name's Ronnie.
Protesters. Yeah, let's roll that report.
Okay, so I'm walking here with a guy. What's your name? Johnny, right? Is that what you said?
I'm Ronnie.
Ronnie.
Okay.
And so why are you out here today?
You know, I am a Trump supporter. I don't know if I would vote for him, but I have to support what he's standing for because I've been seeing all this opposition coming from Bernie and Hillary supporters and sitting there talking about we're liberal, we're loving, we just want peace, yet they throw eggs at you and punch you in the mouth because they're peaceful and loving. I saw what went down in Southern California.
Right.
It got to me. I had to come out here and actually talk about what's going on. These people don't want to talk to you. That's the problem. They sit there and say they don't have double standards and that they're not hypocritical. They'll come up to you and just yell and scream like you're nobody. We hate you. You're racist. You're misogynist, homophobic. I have black friends. I have white friends. I have Mexican friends. And supposedly, I'm a racist. Wow, that's crazy. My family is black. We're all mixed, okay? So it has nothing to do with race. I think Trump is really just trying to get the sovereignty back in America when he's talking about the borders. Like, he's not saying, let's import all Muslims, let's import all Mexicans. He's talking about the drug pushers. He's talking about the criminals. He's talking about them. He's not talking about good people that are going to work every day and paying their bills. And there's just too many of these misconceptions generated by the hype of the mainstream media. And people just kind of buy into it because of the herd mentality. I really urge people to, you know, read Edward Bernays' book on propaganda. When I read that book, blew my mind. Blew my freaking mind, man. That is a Bernie supporter because they love you. That's love right there. You see that? Look,
I don't think he supports anyone.
I think he just supports hate. But apparently I support hate. But you read Edward Bernays' book on propaganda, it blows your mind. It's like almost everything that's going on right now, he talked about it 100 years prior. It's crazy, you know?
He nailed it.
Yeah.
Did they find that guy over there, or what's going on?
No, he managed to escape the mob. Okay. All right.
So what was going on? The guy was, he threw eggs at a guy who was burning a flag?
The kid that, they stole this kid's American flag and then burned it, and then hit the kid that had the flag with an egg. And so they were chasing the guy that threw the egg and stole the flag. It was the same person, apparently.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Interesting. Yep. Interesting doings here at the Trump protest. I don't know if I might go check into my hotel right now. Looks like things are...
I'm done.
I'm supposed to fly out at 5, so I don't even know if I'm going to check into the hotel. I might just grab the bags and go, but... Yeah, anyway. You got anything else you want to add?
I just want to add that, if you're a Trump supporter or if you simply are just supporting Trump because you're tired of what's going on, don't be afraid to come out here. You know, don't be afraid to defend yourself against Bernie supporters. But I will say, don't get violent with these people because they are so manipulative. They are so crazy. I mean, one guy was literally just like, he was 10 feet away from me. And he's like, why don't you come up here and tell me how much you want to hit me? I said, I never said I wanted to hit you. No, you said it. You said it. Oh, so you're saying that I said it without saying it. He goes, you're just whitewashed. You're just whitewashed, bro. So that's all it is. It's just all a bunch of insults, and I'm in fifth grade, but I think I'm adult level of thinking. You know, just know that you're a man, or know that you're a person.
Like the
and just
cops are moving in over here.
Oh yeah.
All right, now we have to investigate.
Boy, that guy is really wise.
Yeah, he really gets it. Yeah. And you can see the rest of it. There's a whole backstory, more stuff going on in this video because they find the guys that are fighting. And then I interview the guy who's carrying around the Donald Trump head as well. There's a guy carrying around on a giant fishing pole. If you did that, or if I did that with an Hispanic or a black man, said, oh, we'd be racist.
Or Hillary would be misogynist.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
But no, this guy's allowed to do that. And so I let him say his piece and basically, you know, stick his foot in his mouth.
All right. So that's a new video. We just played a portion of it. You can see the rest of it at the Alex Jones channel. We're going to be right back with Josh Owens and Rob Dew telling us about the Dreamer Riots. Stay with us.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting discussing this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on Auto Ship, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new Auto Ship feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on Auto Ship. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for Auto Ship.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No. I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, and joining us on this May Day 2016 are Rob Dew and Josh Owens, who were just at the Dreamer Riots in California. You know, when I look at this May Day and these riots, my reaction, Rob and Josh, is the May Day distress call, you know? And when I look at this, it makes me want to keep my powder dry. We're talking about these riots here, and we're talking about
Ted Cruz shutting down the elections, putting his own delegates in. You know, we've got the four boxes of liberty, right, that people talk about. You got the soapbox, your free speech. You got the ballot box, elections. Those are both under attack. We see that with these Trump protesters. We also see it with the elections that are being stolen. And, of course, we've got Cruz coming out and blaming Trump for encouraging the rioters, saying it's Trump's fault that all this stuff is happening. Do you really think this would be happening if we didn't have open borders? Because most of these people that were there appeared to be dreamers coming across, dreamer age, flying Mexican flags and screaming that they wanted their free education and their goodies.
Well, and not to separate things by race, but just from looking at the general crowd, and you can look at the video and see this, I'd say 75% were Hispanic. I don't know how many of those were illegal or how many of their parents were illegal, but I did see a lot of Mexican flags.
Definitely, and they were all screaming undocumented and unafraid.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And the age group as well.
So yeah, they were all very, I would say mostly very young, you know, 20s and under. Mm-hmm. And a lot of high school kids couldn't even vote. And then there were some white kids sprinkled in with them and some blacks. But I'd say it was more white, or it was more Hispanic and then white and then black.
Nevertheless, you know, when we look at this, we look at people violently trying to shut down free speech.
Yeah.
We look at the rigging of our elections being done openly, and they're talking about it in a way that they've never talked about it before because they've never had to talk about it. We've known that this existed because we've followed this. So there's two of the boxes, and of course you've also got the jury box, you've got the ammo box, okay? But you also need the food box too.
That's the fifth one.
We need to put a fifth one in there for your liberty, and that's the food box. And before we get back to talking about the dreamers here, folks, there is a way that you can stock up your fifth box, your storage box. Here we've got InfoWars Select Storable Food at a 30% to 40% discount. This is our mega sale.
Time to load up.
It was going to end on Friday night. That's right. It was going to end on Friday night, but Alex extended it through the weekend to help you prepare as a thank you. And again, it's the biggest discount we've ever had. This is the most you will see off of this Select Storable Food. 30% to 40% off. Now is the time to stock up. It has a shelf life of 25 years, all top quality food, no GMO. It's made in the USA. So is the packaging, total USA product. This is one way to prepare for yourself and to help people who are businessmen in the U.S. as well. Again, it's for a limited time only. It's going to end tonight. This is the absolute end of the sale. 30% to 40% off, InfoWars Select Storable Food. That's your fifth box, your cupboard box, okay?
And I got something to say about this. When we were in San Francisco, there was a debate towards the end. The protests had kind of the rioting had kind of died down. The people banging on windows and trying to get into this hotel, that had kind of died down. The cops had maintained control. But there was a debate going on about gun safety and how many bullets you should be allowed to have in your cartridge. And then this girl who's has to be in, you know, she kind of reminded me of the girl who got maced in Janesville. Mm-hmm. The one who gets maced for punching the guy. She was very loud mouthy. And what are you, one of those preppers? You know, they live in a frickin' earthquake zone, okay? And these are the people that should be getting prepared for anything to happen. You should have firearms. You should have food. You should have water.
Yeah.
I mean, these are things you need if you have an earthquake, because guess what? It's going to take a while for help to get there.
Yeah.
And they might not be in your area. Yeah. Or you might have to travel across some ravine or something that the bridge is gone. What if that happens? You're going to need food for your family.
And here she is, the worst possible scenario.
Oh, yeah.
What's earthquake zone, a city, and absolutely contemptuous of any preparation.
What are you, a prepper? And then I got one more thing to add. We were in San Diego. We just flown into San Diego to fly back to Austin on Friday night. And we get off the plane. We're just looking for our gate. And some guy goes, "Hey, Rob Dew." I'm like, "What?" I just turned, because that doesn't happen to, you know, Alex Jones, I've been with him. It happens to him all the time. Never happened to me. This guy comes up. He starts shaking our hands, real happy. He's like, "Man, I love the work you guys are doing. Great job, great job." He goes, "Let me tell you something. I was skeptical about that brain force, but I got some. Man, that stuff works." And then he went off and proceeded to talk for 10 minutes straight. I mean, just like a stream of consciousness, like talking about all the issues out there. He's, "What do you think about this? Well, I think that, you know," he's
remembering everything.
He was on brain force, and it was making his synapses just go, and he was had all the points coherent. It wasn't like he was on drugs. It was like he was just a regular human. Just the spark had been turned on in his mind. So, you know, as a news director here at InfoWars.com, I want to thank everybody for supporting us, because it's when you go out and buy the products like this that it enables, you know, Josh and myself and other reporters to go out on these trips and show people what it's like. You know, we became the mainstream media in Southern California because none of the other media was there. They had retreated. They had got their sound bites. They were happy. Oh, we showed the protesters and how great and peaceful they are. They didn't want to show the protesters kicking in police cars and slashing tires and beating up people.
Oh, I went through all the headlines on Friday. I said, look at the way the mainstream press is talking about that.
Yeah.
Unrest at Trump protest,
mm-hmm.
violence at Trump rally, okay? And it's like, it's not unrest, okay? That's what you get.
These are programmed
kids. For you, okay?
They are all programmed. They have the talking points that have been embedded into their skulls from whatever media source they're getting it from, most likely MSNBC.
But they also made it sound as if it was coming from Trump, as if it was coming from the Trump supporters.
Right.
They didn't show where the violence was coming from, and that was implied in their headlines that it was the fault of Trump, just as Cruz is saying that he is encouraging riots, okay, and going to encourage riots in Cleveland.
Right. I interviewed a guy right before this happened, right before the spinning out stuff and the rioting started happening in the streets. And he goes, man, I was just trying to walk to get up here, and people trying to take my hat. I got punched. I got kicked. He's like, this is ridiculous. I wasn't even doing anything. I wasn't even talking to anybody. I was just trying to get through the crowd.
Yeah.
And that's how loving and you know, these people are. Yeah, and tolerant. You know,
destroying their car.
Yeah.
Just for sitting in a car with a Trump T-shirt on.
Yeah. I know. I saw that video.
They
got around the car, looked like they were going to physically attack. Yeah. Them. They're hitting the car and everything. Meanwhile, they're spraying this white car with graffiti.
Spitting
black
all over
graffiti,
it.
Spitting on them and everything, yeah. But, I mean, spray painting the car.
The car they want to carry signs that say, love Trump's hate. Love Trump's hate.
Yeah. Yeah.
That what they are doing is not love in any way, shape, or form. What they are showing is intolerance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we have to go out there and expose that. So I really do want to thank everybody for supporting us because it lets us go out there and expose these people for what they really are. And we're going to continue to do it. Don't worry. We're going to continue.
Yeah, and we just had that video from that black guy, the young black guy. He knew exactly what was going on. He said, these protesters out here have been thoroughly propagandized. He was familiar with Edward Bernays.
Yep.
He knew what that was all about. He said, these people are victims of this. They don't know what they're talking about. All they can do is spout these slogans and spout these epithets that they put on people. You're racist. You're homophobic. You're misogynist.
And they don't want to debate. You start asking them a couple questions, they run off.
They're not about
F you, I'm out of here. They don't want to talk.
That's right.
Do we have time to play that one compilation from Thursday night?
Yeah, let's play that. The anti-Trump rioters gone wild. Let's play that. It's got about
2 going viral, years. People. Yeah. It's going viral. Mega viral.
Migration is a human right.
Migration is beautiful.
Migration is beautiful. Migration is a human right.
Trump's a Nazi. How many Jews has Trump killed?
Huh?
How many Jews has Trump killed?
Oh, please.
How many Polish gypsies?
Oh, please.
Shut up, bitch. Fuck them. No one's going for your hell, homie. Trump, free all the homies. Fuck them all. Fuck
free El Chapo.
Fuck the police. Que viva Mexico. Que viva Italia.
Fuck Donald Trump. Fuck Donald Trump. Fuck Donald Trump.
All right, what do you think is going to happen in like 5 minutes?
In like 5 minutes, there's going to be pepper spray and riot gear running all through here.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. And in the name of the people of the state of California, demand all those assembled at this.
Rob, word up, like, dude, he said that us Mexicans are bringing all types of bad people to this country? That's incorrect.
They're destroying a police car right now, okay? They were jumping on top of it. They're
just said,
rocking.
Trump says we're bringing all bad people here, but they're running around with Mexican flags on their heads, smashing the windows of police cars. That's not bad.
And now they're pushing people that they don't like. That's when they're beating up that guy. He's bloodied right now. That's the guy they got bloodied. And now we got the donuts.
Okay, they're... All right, that video's got over 2 million views on Facebook. It's gone viral, and we're going to...
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.